This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here we go, Prescott with a little boot. Out to the right, throws it to Schultz, diving to the goal line. Touchdown, Cowboys. Two for Dalton Schultz. Two for you.
All the tight ends getting involved. A lot of viral moments in that game. As the Cowboys get the W on Thanksgiving Day, this man had the call. He joins us every Monday at this time. Brad Shan, the voice of America's team, on the Diamond Factory Hotline here on Sean and RJ. Bobby Belt in Choppy's spot today and tomorrow. Good morning, Brad. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you guys. I hope I don't sound distracted. There's some drama in this Korea-Ghana game going on here right now.
Oh, give us an update.
Well, it was 2-0 Ghana, and then Korea tied it, and then Ghana just a few minutes ago went ahead 3-2, and they looks like they've got about 9 minutes left plus the 7 or 12 minutes of stoppage time that they're giving all these games.
You a big soccer fan?
I'm a big soccer fan.
Where is it on the sports scale, the Brad Sham sports scale with baseball, football, and whatever else?
It depends on the event. This, in my opinion, this event is the best sporting event in the world. And that's because you have the very best professional players who play for clubs all over the world, but they come together to play for their country. You just imagine. Maybe we'll see it by the time 26 comes around. I don't know. But at some point, sometime in the future, the United States will be really – they'll be competitive on the men's level the way they are already competitive to dominant on the women's level. When that happens, just imagine how American sports fans, how your Tolos will react when you can combine winning – with pure unadulterated nationalism.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing like it. And that's what you see at all these World Cups. It's the best.
What are your top two storylines of the World Cup so far?
You know, I think I think one of them would certainly be some of the upsets. Yeah. Argentina losing and Germany losing. And so there's is there a new balance in the world football order. They call it football.
They do.
And then the other one for us would certainly be, can the United States win? Or I think they can actually advance if they have the right score and combination. They don't have to win, but it will be harder. So the other one would be, can the United States advance and how well can they do?
What is the state of the U.S. program?
It ebbs and flows. It's average. I worked in professional soccer in the 70s doing PR, and then I broadcast it for 9 or 10 years in the 90s. And it has the difficulty here.
Broadcast it for who in the 90s? Who'd you do it for?
I did the what was then the Dallas Burn, and when they became FC Dallas, I did their games on TV.
Okay.
For several years. So part of the problem is that in most of these countries, it's the most popular team sport, and they're going to get the best athletes. And here, yeah. Our best athletes mostly tend to go where they can make some big money, because we teach them to care about that.
Sure.
Nothing wrong with big money, you know, as you well know, Sean. we're competing. Our soccer players, high school level, college level, you know, the sport's competing with football and basketball. Frankly, they're not competing with baseball as much anymore, probably on that same level for athletes.
Yeah.
But the big money's in those other sports, and I don't believe that's happening in most of these other countries. There's no question where the best young Brazilian and British and et cetera, Argentine, there's no question where those best athletes are going to play. And so that's part of the problem. And so the growth of MLS, which gets not a lot of play, is really important, because the more competitive teams MLS has, using at least some significant percentage of American players,
yeah.
The more attention there will be to winning, and then the more attention brings more money, and the more money will be attracting more players, and then the better players, then we have a chance to compete internationally.
Brad Sham joining us on the Diamond Factory Hotline here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's say that I just was in a turkey coma on Thursday, and I fell asleep for the whole game. How would you summarize Cowboys-Giants?
I would say it was a little disappointing in the first half, but workmanlike, and then the second half looked a little bit more like expected. It was fine. They did what they absolutely had to do. There was not an equal distribution of talent on the field. The Giants had way too many people who were hurt, and that's why the offensive sluggishness of the first half was a little disappointing. Not because they were coming off what they did against Minnesota, because I said it during the broadcast in Minnesota, and we may have talked about it the next day. In the NFL, last week and this week have never met. They have nothing to do with each other. So don't judge what happened last week by what you think should happen next week. It's a different game. It's a different environment. It's a different mentality. So the fact that they had some problems with the Giants that they didn't have with the Vikings, even though the Vikings are a better team than the Giants, that didn't really concern me. You just don't want to let a team that you're better than hang around, because anything, as we're seeing, anything can happen in these games. And then they didn't in the end. They didn't. The one regret I have is that I think I didn't say it on the air, Sean. Late in the first half, I was thinking, and I know I said it to Bob Thomas, my statistician. I said, well, can they get the tight ends involved, please? I'm not kidding. I really, because they had two catches for tight ends. I think that's one of their weapons.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little bit of what happened in the second half, and that really helped. It opened things up a little bit. And then the Giants kind of got beaten down. And so, you know, some of these games, Indianapolis won't be as easy as people want to think. People want to think that because they don't know anything about the Colts, but they've got some good players. Now, it's a game that Dallas, I think they're already a big favorite, but I mean, it won't be easy. The good news is, on paper and the way that the Cowboys are playing, I think there's a reasonable expectation that you can win these next three, and then you become the NFL equivalent of bowl eligible when you get to 11.
Did you leave Thursday's game? Do you feel better about the run defense or the receiver group?
That's a good question. The run defense is always, maybe the receiver group, but I include the tight ends in the receiver group. But here's the thing about the run defense. It's the numbers to which they held Barkley. That's great.
Yeah.
And Daniel Jones.
Yep.
I think there were opportunities the Giants may have had to try to run the ball more and didn't. And some, and you can't control the other coach's thinking, and that kind of can play into it. The only thing about judging the run defense is that you, the game sometimes dictates that strategy, and it can kind of skew your perception of what you're looking at. It's not in a vacuum. So I think they're going to still have to deal with the run defense issues, and anybody who watched last night knows that that's not going away. But there's ways to combat it that don't necessarily have to do just with scheme and talent, but also with how the game is going.
Brad Sham here on Sean and RJ, 105 through the Fan. Where do you stand on all this Odell Beckham hype?
I'd be for signing him. I think that people need to, and the weekend airplane incident aside, because I think I saw your tweet. I don't think that really has any effect on anything.
Yeah.
There's too many people who know him. I've never met him. Too many people who know him, including I spoke to Bob Papa, the Giants announcer, about this last week. And I mean, there's a lot of people who say he was a good teammate and he wants to win. And that's okay with me. He can be selfish. Receivers can be selfish, as long as they also want to win more and they're good teammates. I think there's two things that I would say. One is look at Gallup, who is maybe kind of just still rounding into physical form. And we're on the same rough, except 3 weeks later, trajectory. Bobby's written a lot about this, that with Beckham, that we are with Gallup. So he's done it before. He's had an ACL. He knows how to deal with it. He's a veteran player. And he's obviously an extremely talented player, but just don't expect to see, you know, Beckham at the height of his power. And the other thing, people really don't want to hear this, but this is professional football, and you can't fall so much in love with the idea of signing the guy that you make a stupid business decision. He's going to want more than 1 year.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to just come in here for Christmas vacation or here or New York or Buffalo or wherever he's going to. And I don't know how many people are really serious about signing him for what he's going to want, or if the Cowboys are competing against themselves in reality. I don't know that, but I do know that he's going to want multiple years. Now your decision has to be, how much money are you willing to tie up for how long in order to have him now? I'd be interested in seeing if him being in the mix next year would not be a good thing. They knew they had to address the receiver thing when they let Cooper go, when they traded Cooper. And the reason you know that they knew it is that they signed Washington and they drafted a receiver in the third round. So obviously they were paying attention to it. And I still think that he would help. But you have to be careful. You can't mortgage, unless you really don't care about, you know, the money that you're going to need to sign Lamb and Diggs and Parsons and Pollard. But you have to pay attention to those things.
Last one for you. Did you view the Jeff Saturday promotion as an insult to the coaching profession?
I did not, but I'm not in the coaching profession. But I would say that to me, it looked like a unique case where clearly he has the respect of a lot of people in the club and the football business. He's a leader. There's not much doubt about that. He was one of their great leaders on those Colts teams. I do understand the sensitivity of longtime coaches, and I especially understand the sensitivity of black coaches who look at something like that, and a guy who's never coached and he gets hired and they say, well, this is what we're talking about, but nobody's listening. I get that. If they hired him long term, I might view it differently, but on an interim basis, considering the volatility of everything that's going on with their franchise, I didn't consider it an insult. Don't know if I'd have done it, but I didn't consider it an insult. But again, I'm not a coach.
Enjoy the rest of the match. Thank you for the soccer education. Player show?
Yes, more than welcome. We are in stoppage time, by the way, and I believe I'm seeing 10 minutes of stoppage time.
10 minutes. You have a player show?
Yes, Malik Hooker at Cane Rosso and the star. And, of course, Hooker will be talking about the team from whence he came.
Thank you, brother. This was fantastic. Appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, Bobby, yeah. A little less noise from you next time.
I was ready. I was locked and loaded.
I was hogging about that. I had a lot of questions for you.
Yeah, y'all just had to talk about how Korea is a
guys
Ghana.
Later. Have a good day.
How what?
How Korea is a Ghana.
That was good.
Thank you.
15 minutes. That was my fault, y'all, with the Bobby, with the no Bobby question. Had a lot to get to. I've been texting Brad throughout the entire morning. Final hour. Wow. Bobby's going to tell you if we should be more or less worried about the Eagles after last night. And the update on the Odell plane incident next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.